One businessman wants to take on Asian carp. He's John Holden, and he started up the brand new Heartland Processing Company. When I visit his factory in central Illinois, Holden walks me around his machines. He says they transform fresh carp into fish oil and dry fish meal. Holden says the fish meal might make good pet food someday. After all, he's tested it on his own dog.
He inhaled it, you know, and then he got, "Get more of that for me," you know.
Unfortunately, there are no carp here today, and I have to settle for a dry run demo. John Holden is a doctor by trade, but he started this business after he watched internet video about carp in the Illinois River.
I went on YouTube, and I go, "This is nuts."
What did you see on YouTube?
Oh, fish jumping like it was boiling water. The most poignant one was the Department of Natural Resource one, where all of a sudden they just start jumping out of the river and is smacking the DNR people.
Actually, there's a guy from the State Department of Natural Resources to vouch for all this. He's Chris McLeod.
We've had conservation police have some teeth knocked out and get hit in the head.
You're kidding me.
Oh, no.
McLeod says the state wants to cut back the carp population, not out of some vendetta or anything, but because silver and bighead Asian carp pretty much took over the Illinois River from native fish. McLeod says the agency's got a plan, and commercial fishing fits into it.
It basically says, okay, let's see what this can do, and then determine how much processing would be needed to make a dent in this population that is so voracious.
Now, my question is, will massive commercial harvesting of carp really work? I mean, the Illinois River system is 275 miles long, and it's almost a mile long at its widest point. And I've seen these videos that show the Illinois River thick with Asian carp. So to get an informed opinion, I head to the Illinois Natural History Survey. Kevin Irons works there. He tracks carp populations along the Illinois River.
As biologists, we're very encouraged by the Heartland Processing Plant, the other commercial fishers that are taking these out. From some of our research that we've looked at, the only way we can reduce the numbers is by commercially harvesting them.
Irons walks me through his argument. To start it, he opens a freezer.
These are the ones that will jump out and hit you.
This one's like 2.5 feet long.
And that's a relatively small one. I mean, there's many that are 3 and 4 feet long.
Irons says the two troublesome varieties of Asian carp are native to Russia, the Mideast, and China. They're small in China. They're supersized here.
Nowhere else in the world do we have populations like this because they're overfished everywhere else. The people in China in the Yangtze River rarely see them over 4 or 5 pounds because they're harvested that soon in their life cycle.
How big can they get here?
The world record was just taken out of St. Louis, nearly 100 pounds.
Irons says Chinese and other ethnic food markets in the U.S. do sell Asian carp, but most Americans won't touch them.
We may go to the restaurant and get a walleye or a perch fillet. They're boneless. They're beautifully done. These can be just as tasty, but they have bones. And I don't know about the people you know, but if my wife gets a bone in her fish, she's just about done. She doesn't want to mess with the bones. We're pretty spoiled.
Irons says if most Americans won't eat Asian carp, maybe processors like Heartland can pick up the slack by making them into pet and animal feed. It might not eliminate carp, but Irons says it might get darn close. And if it works too well and Heartland runs out of fish on the Illinois River, Irons says there are plenty of carp waiting for processing in the Mississippi and other rivers. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.